Most people like taking Sunday strolls across their neighborhood. The same can be said for a group of Measure K supporters who walked close to 20 miles from Fortuna to Eureka to honor their ancestors in a procession advocated for immigrant rights.
And then we'll do the last stretch, everyone together.
It started bright and early at 6 a.m. in front of St. Joseph Church in Fortuna.
Bring a first aid kit.
That's where Rene Saucedo greeted those that showed up with orange marigold flower crowns and una bendición, or a blessing with sage.
We have no permit. If the CHP stops us, we'll try to negotiate, but if they absolutely will not let us continue, we don't want to put anyone in the group in jeopardy. We don't want to do that today.
Dealing with law enforcement is often difficult for undocumented immigrants who fear they'll be deported. Despite the worry, the group heads off across Main Street and soon approached Highway 101. They made it up the highway about 6 miles to Lolita, and then, as expected, Highway Patrol showed up.
Single file!
Single file!
Eric, tuck in, man! Eric!
Saucedo stayed behind to, as she said, negotiate for the group. They were afraid, but they were also determined to make it to Eureka.
Keep moving.
Vamos, todavía?
Yeah, moving. Keep moving.
En la línea?
Yeah, in file.
Several feet back, Saucedo starts talking with CHP Officer Harvey and Officer Burns, who are looking to guide the group to a safer route.
1622, affirmative. I'm talking with her now. What's that?
As long as we're on a public sidewalk.
Absolutely.
Like if we all got in vehicles
exactly.
And we got to Eureka and we continued our procession down the sidewalk,
absolutely.
Then that would be fine.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. That's fine. If you're on any of the off freeway streets, if you to get off, say, on like Lolita Drive,
uh-huh.
You can be on there the entire distance going north. You're going to have a few areas, so like, you know, right here is kind of one of the areas where there's really not much surface streets to get from here to Eureka.
Yeah, that's our problem.
So if you were able to find some vehicles to kind of leapfrog people, that'd be awesome for us.
It was a large detour and added several miles, but the group remained hopeful as they passed through Eel River Drive to Hookton Road and then through Tompkins Hill Road. Eventually, they would make their way to College of the Redwoods, roughly 10 miles away from their end destination at the Humboldt County Courthouse in Eureka.
I have the best shoes I can, and I don't know how much this alternate route is going to put on, how many more miles it's going to put on.
Sarah Torres walked with a guitar strapped to her back. She said her feet had definitely felt the pain of 13 miles.
But I think they wanted to hide us and not have us as visible, and they said it was for our safety. But now we're actually walking in the lane of a road, and cars are having to pass us and go into another lane, the opposite lane. And I think that's less safe.
The path had a slight incline, which slowed the progression even more. And then another car showed up. It was Bruce Will from Hydesville. He heard of the group's journey and brought muffins, donuts, y un cafecito también. The turn of events was exactly what most needed to stay encouraged.
Well, we're part of Fortuna Indivisible, and we all agreed to support Measure K, and we think you're doing a very good thing by doing the march this morning. So we thought we'd help out just a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone appreciates it. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you.
Cafecito aquí.
And they did. A new energy of not just sugar and coffee, but of joy. Group members Sochi and Brenda started dancing while smiles returned to the others' faces. There was still quite a walk to make it to Eureka, but support had helped their endurance. By the time the group made it to the Eureka Co-op, they were held again by others waiting for their arrival for the final stretch to the courthouse. Once they arrived, Saucedo made one final and tearful speech.
We will continue to walk from Fortuna to Eureka and beyond together. Always together, fighting injustice wherever we are for whoever is facing it. Because that is our community. in the Americas.
And afterwards, in the spirit of Dia de los Muertos, there was a mariachi band and tamales. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.